Now, today we are not going traveling to any particular destination or featuring a hotel or anything like that. We're rather talking about an aspect of travel which I think far too many of us actually overlook, whether deliberately or through ignorance. I'm talking about travel insurance, something that some people opt to forgo thinking it's too expensive and then learn the hard way how very expensive it is not to have when you need it. To chat to us about who should consider taking out travel insurance and how it all works, I'm delighted to welcome back Christelle Coleman, insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure. Christelle, lovely to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with an absolutely basic explanation in layman's terms. What is travel insurance? What should it cover?
You know, travel insurance is, you know, we're talking about international travel insurance. So when you go outside of the borders of South Africa, you take out an insurance policy and it covers you for your medical expenses, the repatriation of mortal remains should something happen to you while you're overseas, loss, you know, your loss of luggage, cancellation or curtailment. And then also things like insolvency of the end supplier. So you arrive at your destination and the hotel is insolvent and you can't stay there. So all the, you know, possible costs that you can incur while travelling overseas relating to these things that I've just mentioned. But I think more than anything, it's the medical aspect, because I just, myself, you know, I work in insurance, so you would think that I'm always 100% covered. But I was on a medical aid before that had an international travel benefit, so I never used to take out travel insurance. I changed insurers, and fortunately I checked, but my new medical aid doesn't do automatically cover international travel benefits.
You said you'd had the experience of changing medical aid suppliers and not realizing that the international travel benefit is not necessarily a given.
Specifically on the medical expenses side. So I know everyone thinks about travel insurance around loss of luggage and, you know, if your trip is cancelled. That is important consideration, but think about what can go wrong medically. You know, you can fall and break your leg. You can have a heart attack. You can, there's so many things that can happen while you're overseas. And Pippa, the expenses of medical treatment overseas is something we can't even wrap our heads around. So, you know, for instance, in the United States, I actually ran a big travel insurance business in South Africa before. And in the United States, we had a client who once had a heart attack, and we had to transfer to a global company I worked for $348,000 right on the spot to get the client into the hospital, because you have to go into ICU. They won't accept you unless the money is actually available in their account. So if you didn't have that, I don't know what would have happened to that poor soul, but we were able to actually help him.
Sure, that's a sobering figure. I mean, most of us, when you have the experience of applying for a visa, certainly it's one of the questions they ask and one of the documents they require you to present is proof that you have this kind of insurance. Christelle, are there any countries that don't ask you? I mean, I suppose if you're traveling without need of a visa, there's nobody else to alert you to the fact that you should really have it.
So this is something else that also happened to me. So I got a 5-year Schengen visa because I traveled to Europe for work a lot. Mm-hmm. So you know how many trips I forgot about my travel insurance because it wasn't a requirement from a visa perspective. Many people have 10-year visas for the US. So, you know, it's not always a requirement from the authorities. This is something that you should realize is very important for you as an individual to take out. Travel insurance is actually cheap insurance compared to things like motor and home insurance. It's you pay for only the period that you are overseas, and it really is, relatively speaking to the cost of the tickets and your accommodation, it's not a lot of money. But if something does go wrong, you know that you can either be returned to South Africa for, you know, we have some of the best medical treatments in the world here in South Africa, or helped overseas. And then, you know, the policy even covers for, you know, different policies, of course, from different insurers. But typically, if it's a very serious case, insurers will fly your next kin to the destination to support you while you're receiving medical treatment in a foreign country.
Well, we've got somebody on the line who I think wants to make the case by giving an example of how necessary it was for them. Sue in Rondebosch, good afternoon. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Papa.
Tell us what happened to you.
It is necessary, but I'm not sure that it always works. So okay. I've actually got two stories. The first was last year we went to a family wedding in London, and on the way home we went to Croatia. On the way home we went to Croatia for a week to stay with a friend before we came back to South Africa. My son, 17 years old at the time, was on a singing tour to Greece, and he met us in London, flew with us to Croatia, and he was on a different flight home. long story short, he missed his flight because our flight from Dubrovnik was delayed.
Right.
He missed his flight with Air Emirates. He had to stay in London for 2 weeks before we could get him a ticket home. And the ticket home cost 30,000 rand.
Ouch.
The insurance that we were covered with refused to pay because they said it wasn't a missed connection. It was two different airlines and bad luck, sorry for you. So we had to pay the 30,000 rand for the extra ticket.
Sure, that's a very, very big sum to have to swallow.
Bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Then I now have an issue with my eldest son who went to Colorado to do, they call it ski season, where you get a job through an agency and you work and you ski in your free time. He had a skiing accident and hurt his leg badly and needed to be flown home. He didn't need an operation.
Yeah.
And so the insurance that he was covered with said, because he didn't need an operation, he didn't need to fly home. But the child couldn't sit in Colorado for 2 months until his home flight. The flight had to be changed at my cost. And he flew home economy flight, wasn't able to bend his leg in a brace.
Ouch.
He did get wheelchair assistance, but he wasn't flown home. And now, how many months later, the accident happened in January. I am getting emails and letters from the hospital, jumping up and down, asking for payment, asking for medical records, and we did everything. We filled out every form we had to fill out. We sent in every medical report that we had to, because we were trying to get the kid flown home.
Mm.
And
okay. Oh, Sue, it sounds
so
like you've...
I just say to my friends, medical insurance and travel insurance, extra travel insurance, forget it. It's a joke.
Christelle, it sounds like Sue A has had terribly bad luck. And Sue, I hope that your son makes a full recovery from his injuries. It does raise some important issues, though, around being quite certain what you covered for and what the insurance won't cover.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Sue's not the only one thinking, gosh, I would have expected that those kind of scenarios would have been covered in full.
It's very difficult when we do these radio shows and we do, very unhappy clients like that phoning in, because you don't have all the details in order to give some good advice. But what I do want to say to Sue is she must report her unhappiness to the Ombudsman of Short-Term Insurance and report the claim and, at least try and recover some of her costs if the insurance company was treating her badly. That's what the Ombudsman is there for. As with any insurance, not just in travel, but all across the various business lines, for every complaint, there's hundreds of thousands of clients who are looked after, brought back home, medically treated. Maybe I am biased, but it's a very important aspect of your travel, and it really can make the difference. And Papa, I sent you a link. I don't know if you have time to look at it, but I actually asked on Facebook about 2 weeks ago, some of my friends, tell me some of your stories of travel insurance, as brokers. And, then you read some of the really good stories of how people were really, really helped when things went wrong. So there's, obviously a side to each side of the coin. So.
Absolutely. And I'll add one such story that a colleague of my husband's had a reason to call on their international travel insurance due to a serious injury during an overseas trip. And what they found was that their medical aid, one of the big medical aids, was supremely unhelpful in their response. But thankfully, they had taken out a top-up product, and that insurance provider went absolutely above and beyond the extra mile for them to get them home safely. So it certainly can work for you. It's really important, though, Christelle, to know what you're signing up for, to read the fine
and what
print.
You're paying for.
Yeah.
Because with any insurance policy, people think, let's not go for the most expensive package. Let's try and save money. What's the chances of this happening? And then something goes wrong, and then you are out of pocket and out of change. So my suggestion is take the most expensive policy that you can afford, so that, and expect the worst, because things go horribly wrong when you're in a foreign country. The medical bills are absolutely astronomical. So, go for the highest insurance coverage that you can afford to make sure that if something goes wrong, that you are sorted out.
And don't be penny wise and pound foolish, is I guess
absolutely
the saying we have to look for. Yeah. Okay. One quick question from one of our listeners. He's going to Namibia by bus for 2 weeks in August. Is insurance necessary? Should you consider insurance for any trip, Christelle?
Anything outside of the borders of South Africa is seen as international travel. So we actually have seen a huge increase in travel into Africa, people working and traveling into Africa. So yes, make sure that your medical aid at least does cover you, perhaps in Namibia. If not, take up a top-up travel insurance policy, make sure you're adequately covered. Something interesting, if you drive into the neighbouring countries with your vehicle, most motor policies actually would cover your car when you are in one of the sub-Saharan countries, but you just have to inform them that they can give you the required documentation. And if something goes wrong, they will either, you know, have your car brought back or, you know, repaired in, you know, in the destination and then bring it back. So, you know, your car would also be covered, but you have to just follow due process and inform your insurance company of your travels around Africa.
Christelle Coleman, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for those very important insights. Christelle's an insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure. The very important aspect there of making sure that your insurer is aware of where you're going to be and what dates you're away to activate that cover. So please just take the time to make that phone call. Or these days you can even log it on most of the big websites to confirm your dates.